Greetings, everyone, and welcome to our Standing Watch program. Recently, Pope Francis made some controversial remarks attacking other churches and showing, really, his complete total misunderstanding and ignorance when it comes to true Christianity. Now, before I go on, I'd like to encourage you to stay tuned until the end of this program, because we are going to make a very important announcement, and you do not want to miss that. But now let me read to you from a Catholic outlet, Crux Now, writing this on May 15. Christians must follow the Ten Commandments, of course, but Christianity is not about following rules. It is about having a relationship with Jesus, Pope Francis said. The Pope focused on the account of the first Christian converts from paganism being disturbed by other Christians who insisted the converts must first become Jewish and follow all Jewish laws and customs. Theirs was a religion of prescriptions, and in that way, they took away the freedom of the Spirit, who had brought the converts directly to Christ without first having them become Jewish. The Spirit of God is freedom, the Pope said. The problem of individuals or groups trying to impose extra conditions on believers was present from the beginning of Christianity and continues in some quarters of the church today, he said. In our own time, we have seen some church organizations that seem to be well organized, to work well, but they are all rigid. And then we have discovered the corruption that was inside, including in the founders. Now, so far the article. It is interesting to me that Pope Francis would talk about corruption in other churches when there's so much corruption going on in his own church, the Catholic Church. Do I have to remind you of the financial corruption, of the sexual corruption, which has been going on for years in the Catholic Church and which is probably still going on today? Now, Pope Benedict had resigned from being a pope, at least officially. And of course, there are many rumors and suggestions as to why he did it. But one suggestion is that he was trying to fight the corruption within the Vatican, and especially the financial and sexual corruption. But he saw that the homosexual lobby was too powerful, and so he decided to resign instead. So much when it comes to corruption. For Pope Francis to bring up that kind of an allegation is just completely, totally hypocritical. Now, I do not deny that there is corruption in other churches as well. But, I mean, for Pope Francis to bring it up as an allegation, an accusation, that's really something. But then what about the second allegation he is making, that a Christian had to become Jewish in accordance with some of the proponents? Now, of course, it is true that, and we can read that in Acts 15, there was a council in Jerusalem because some insisted that Gentiles had to be circumcised, physically circumcised, and that they had to keep all the law of Moses. That would have included those rules having to do with ritual washings and other rituals, and of course the sacrificial system. Now Christ, when he died, did away with the sacrificial system and those rituals in connection with those, because he was the ultimate sacrifice. But to say that nothing which is written in the Old Testament is of any validity for us today, that is just complete, total, utter nonsense. There are many rules, if you please, many statutes, many judgments in the Old Testament which are binding on true Christians today, and you need to know what they are. We have prepared a free booklet, Old Testament Laws, Still Valid Today? And this booklet explains to you what Old Testament laws are still valid today, and there are many. And as a true Christian, you must keep them. And if you don't keep them, you are not a true Christian. Yes, we have to be spiritually circumcised. As a true Christian, we have to be a spiritual Jew, a spiritual Israelite. That's what the Bible tells you. You can't do away with that concept because the church of God is built on the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. The apostles referring to the New Testament, the prophets referring to the Old Testament. And what did the prophets teach and preach and proclaim? People were living in sin when they violated certain spiritual rules. And that brings me to his first allegation, where he said, well, Christians must follow the Ten Commandments, but Christianity is not about following rules. Really? I mean, that's a complete, total inconsistency and contradiction on its face. Because if you follow the Ten Commandments, you follow the rules of the Ten Commandments. Otherwise, it wouldn't make any sense. But let me give you a few examples. The Ten Commandments speak about marriage. You shall not commit adultery. The Ten Commandments, if you just look at that statute, that statement, they do not talk about homosexuality. Now, is the Catholic Church allowing homosexual marriages? Well, at least not officially. But you see, the statutes and the judgments in the Old Testament condemn homosexuality. That's just one example. If the Pope is really serious about following the Ten Commandments, then he would not allow pictures of God the Father and Jesus Christ in his church. He would not allow that people would worship in front of statues of saints, quote unquote, because that's all a violation of the first two commandments. But what about the fourth one? The fourth commandment is telling you, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Now, the Sabbath day, everybody knows, is a time span from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. That is the Sabbath. The Catholic Church isn't keeping that. The Pope doesn't keep that. The Pope does not even teach you to keep it. No, you have to keep Sunday instead, which is the first day of the week, which is actually a day which was dedicated to sun gods, was never dedicated to Jesus Christ. Now, what did Jesus Christ tell us? He said, in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. And he said, you have done away with the commandments of God so that you can keep your own tradition. Sunday worship is a human tradition. God's commandment requires of you to keep the Sabbath. Now, what about all these statements by Pope Francis? They are all contradictory, but they also show a terrible lack of understanding insofar as true Christianity is concerned, combined with an accusation and attack on those who teach and preach true Christianity like we do. And now before I close, please listen carefully to the announcement which is going to follow. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Since ancient times, God's Ten Commandments have been in force, as stated in Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself any graven image. You shall not take God's name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not lie. You shall not covet. What are the meanings of each of these commands, and are they still necessary for us to keep today? To request a free copy of this booklet, go to eternalgod.org.